people who know me often talk as though I was from Texas. That is not correct. I was born at Cranwich Hall, Cranwich, County of Norfolk, England, December 17, 1860. But I came to Montana with a herd of Texas cattle in 1883. That is where they get the idea that I am a Texan. All this part of Montana east of the mountains was settled by Texans who came here with the cattle, and so was Wyoming, and parts of Colorado and New Mexico, and the western half of the Dakotas, and even Nebraska before the farmers run them out. A lot of farmers and businessmen came in here after the cowpunchers, and there were a few other people who got here first. But the Texas cowboy's mode of speech and dress and actions set the style for all the range country. And his influence is not dead yet. For a long time, I have wanted to write a history of the cattle range and of the movement of the cattle as they are gradually pushed north over the Texas Trail. I have read plenty of histories of the trail written by other men who went over it that are entirely accurate as to facts. But they are not told right. They're like these cowboy songs I've seen in books and heard over the radio that are all fixed up and not the way we used to sing them at all. Other old-timers have told all about stampedes and swimming rivers and what a terrible time we had, but they never put in any of the fun, and fun was at least half of it. Why, even in The Trail Drivers of Texas, which is a wonderful book and absolutely authentic, you have all these old fellows telling stories, and you'd think they was a bunch of preachers, the way they talk. And yet some of them raised more hell than I did. In 1922, Charlie Russell and I were going to make a book together. I was going to tell the stories, and he was going to draw the pictures, and his name would have carried it. But he died. Now that I have decided to go ahead and tell the story of my life with some history thrown in, I want to explain that as far as it goes, it is accurate. There is no fiction in it. All the people mentioned are real cowmen whom I met and worked with on the cattle range that extended from southern Texas to the Bow River in Alberta, Canada. It is told entirely from my memory, from 1871 to 1886, as all my papers, etc., got burnt up previous to 86. But I started in young and have lived now for 68 years with the people I write of. I can remember what happened 60 years ago better than I can remember what I'd done yesterday. In the 70s and 80s, there were a lot of Englishmen over here playing the part of amateur cowpunchers. There were remittance men mostly, younger sons living on money that was sent them by their families, and some of them got to be real cowpunchers after a while. But I got there by a different route. In 1871, my father came out here and settled on Section 1, Denton Precinct, outside of Lincoln, Nebraska. I was the second generation, and I grew up with the country, which was full of Texas cattle and Texas cowpunchers at the time. By the end of the 70s, Nebraska was getting settled up, and my father went to farming. But I stayed with the cattle and went north with them. In 1889, a good woman got a rope on me, and I have stood hitched ever since. But I am still running cattle on the Three Deuce Ranch in Fergus County, Montana, where I have lived for the past 50 years. When my father got over here in 71, the Texas Trail had only been in existence 3 or 4 years. But it was a big business already, and a steady stream of herds was moving north. I have been told that 600,000 cattle came up to eastern Kansas and southern Nebraska in 71, Lincoln, Nebraska being then the north end of the trail, because there were no ranches above that point, only Indians and buffalo.